Sota Perk Gimel Mishnah Base 3:2, and the Mishnah continues on the topic of the offering of the Minchas Kanaus, the woman, the Sota's Mincha. So the Mishnah starts out by saying Heinith. First, they do the waving, the six directions, him, the Kohen, and her, the woman together. And then the Higish. Higish means to bring close. And Hagasha, in contrast to Tanufa, the waving, which is peculiar, as far as Menachos go, it's peculiar to the Minchas Kanaos, this particular Mincha. The Hagasha, the bringing to the Mizbeach to touch it, that is done essentially for all Menachos. So what it means is the bowl itself that's containing the Mincha has to be brought to the Mizbeach, the altar, and touched to the southwest corner of the altar. It doesn't mean that it's just the bowl itself clinking together. You know, think like L'chaim, cups clinking. There's no application of the meal itself to the side of the Mizbeach or something like that. It doesn't need to touch. It's just the container, the klisharis itself that touches the Mizbeach. And since it's the southwest corner, so if you just think basically, if you orient yourself in your mind's eye, the west side of the Azara, the temple courtyard, that's where you have the Heichel with the Kaddish Kedashim and then the Kodesh and then the Ulam, the entranceway. So that structure is in the far west. And then a little further east, you have the Mizbeach, the altar. Now, the area between Bin Ulam and Mizbeach, between the Ulam, the entrance to the Heichel, the sanctuary, and the Mizbeach, the area is restricted, and you cannot go there if you're not a Kohen, period. And even a Kohen can't go there if he hasn't got some business to do over there. So the place for Hagasha is the southwest corner. Since it's on the western side of the Mizbeach, there's no way for a non-Kohen to access it. And therefore, even though, as we said in the previous Mishnah, you don't need a Kohen to process a Mincha until you get to the Kamitza part of it, but for extraneous reasons, not because it's processing the Mincha per se, but rather just because Hagasha requires going to that part of the temple and you need to be a Kohen to get there. So therefore, it has to be the Kohen who alone does the Hagasha, bringing the klisharis, that silver bowl, and touching it to the southwest corner of the Mizbeach. And then, kamatz, he takes a kamitza. Now, kamatz here is a verb. A kometz is a noun, and it refers to what article translates always as a fistful. What it is basically if you take your thumb and your pinky out and fold in your three middle fingers, like Aloha Hawaii style, so then you make a little pocket under the three fingers, the index finger, the middle finger, and the ring finger, and the amount of flour that could fit in that pocket, which is basically this amount of the volume, essentially, of your pinky. If you try to take, you can wrap those three fingers around your pinky, you'll see for yourself what I mean. So basically, you take, the Kohen takes his three fingers and dips them into the bowl that has the flour, and essentially scoops out a pinky's volume that fits beneath those three fingers. If there's excess on either side, towards the pinky or the thumb, then he should actually use his thumb or pinky to scratch it away, so it's just the volume that fits underneath those three fingers. It's actually quite a difficult thing to do. The Gemara says one of the more difficult avodas in the Beis Hamikdash. Whatever the case is, kamatz of our mission here, the verb is to take out a kometz, that three fingers amount of flour, from the bowl. And then the hiktir, and then it should be burned in the Mizbeach. The word hiktir, haktara, in contrast to, say, sreifa, which means burning, haktara is to burn something so smoke should come from it, so it means to let it smolder on the base, on the altar. Okay? So just one tiny bit. The sha'ar, besides that one little komet, the fingers amount to the whole rest of the meal in the bowl, the remaining, nechal kohanim, that's eaten by the kohanim. Once it gets inside the klisharis, it's consecrated. All menachos are what are called kadshei kadshim, the highest level of sanctity, and that means that they are not allowed. It's not allowed to be taken from the temple courtyard area. So it's only kohanim, not their wives or children, will eat this. Only they're in the temple courtyard. They can make whatever they'll make it out of pancakes or bread or something, and eat that flour then and there in the temple courtyard. Okay, now at that point, really. There's almost like a new paragraph. For my purposes, there's actually a new Mishnah starting here, if you will. I mean, that's the end of the discussion on how the Minchas Kanaos, this meal offering, is processed. Okay? And there is a Girsa that Tosos has, which has an extra word, umalach. They also apply salt to the Mincha, and whether or not that's included in the Mishnah, our Girsa doesn't have the word umalach. Umalach, I should say. Still, everyone agrees it's salted before it's that little kometz is salted before it's put on the Mizbeach. And whatever the case is, at that point now we're done with the instructions of how to do the offering of the Minchas Kanos, the meal offering. And now the Mishnah turns attention now to the order of things. What goes first, the drinking of the water or the offering of the Mincha? That's what we're up to and over now. And we'll see it's a machlokas tanaim, okay? So their machlokas is based on psukim. I'm going to take you through the whole thing in a moment. But let me first just read you the Mishnah inside. So the Mishnah says, Hayam mashke, she was given water to drink, the bitter waters, va'achar kach, makrib es minchasa. And after she drinks, then they will offer that kometz on the mizbeach, her bit of her meal offering. That's the Tanakama Shita, and that will be the halacha. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Rabbi Shimon says, no, makrib es minchasa, first you bring her meal offering, va'achar kach, and after it's offered, hayam mashka, at that point to give her the water to drink. Now, why does he say that? Shneamar, as the pasuk says, as Rabbi Shimon reading the Mishnah explicitly here, va'achar yashke esa isha esa mayim, and afterwards you give the water to drink. They give the woman the water to drink. So the afterwards tells you, first comes the offering, and then comes the drinking the water. In fact, in context, I'll read you the whole pasuk to you. It says, the pasuk says, v'kamatz kohen minha mincha. The kohen should take a, you know, the three fingers amount, es karasa, as a memorial to the minchas kanaos, the whole mincha, v'hiktir hamizbecha, and he should let it burn on the altar, v'achar, and then after that, yashke se'isha samayim, you give the water to the woman to drink. So it seems, you know, patently clear, black and white, says Rav Shimon, that first you do the burning of the mincha, and then you give the water to drink. That's straightforward. I'm reading the Mishnah inside here for a second. Rabbi Shimon continues and he says, "Im hishka v'achar kach hikriv es minchasa." If, however, you did it in the wrong order, first giving it to drink and then offering the her mincha afterwards, kshera. So then, b'di'evid, after the fact, it's acceptable and it's effective. The waters will still do their magic, but that's just not the proper way to do things. L'charchila. Okay, so since the words seem to be very much supportive of Rabbi Shimon's position, why did the Tanakhama disagree? And the halacha, like it says, like the Tanakhama, in fact, that we first give her a drink and then we offer the mincha second. So the reason why is because if you look in the pesukim themselves, if you look at pasuk chavdalid, chavav and chavzayin, like 24 to 27, those Sukkim three times mention the giving of the waters to drink. So in Chav Dalet in verse 24, again, this is in Bamidbar Perkei. So it starts out by saying, V'hishka esa isha esme hamarim hamarim. There in verse 24, it says, give the waters to the woman to drink. Then in Pasuk 25, Chav Hei, it says, V'laka chakon miyada isha es minchasa kanaos v'heinif es minchasa lifnei Hashem. Vehikriv osa el mizbeach. Pasuk chavhei talks about the processing of the mincha, like our Mishnah basically. And then, no mention of giving to drink yet, but we've mentioned it already before, so that came before. And then in chavav it says, vekamatz kohen es minchasa es karasa. The kohen takes the kometz amount. Vehikdir hamizbecha, and he burns on the altar. Vachar, and then after that, yashke esa isha esa mayim. After you've offered the kometz on the mizbeach, then you give the water to drink. That is the verse that Rabbi Shimon was quoting. So here, the second time it's mentioned, it certainly sounds like first comes the mincha and then comes the drinking. But the drinking was mentioned also before the mincha. So you've got contradicting psukim. And then in Pasuk Chavzayin, again it says, v'hishka es hamayim, you give the water to this woman to drink. So we've got three mentions here. So now what do we do with all of that? So we have it three times. So according to the Chacham who the Halacha follow, the first mentioning back in Chavdali, when it says Vehishka Esa Isha, give the water to the woman to drink, that's the essential one. That's the proper time to do it. If that's the case, so why did it say Va'achar Yashke Esa Isha Esa Maim? Why does it then say later on in Pasuk Chavav and afterwards give the water to drink to the woman? So the answer is that's referring to after the proper dissolving of Hashem's name from the parchment, meaning that if you haven't yet, the name hasn't dissolved fully yet, you can't give her to drink. So that va'achar is a totally different topic, says the Tanakhama. And the third va'achar, excuse me, the third v'hishke es hamayim, at the end there in Pasuk Chaf Zayin, that's a whole new point, which says that once you've erased Hashem's name, now we give her to drink the water whether she likes it or not, against her will. More on that in the next Mishnah, so hold that thought for a moment. But the point is, that's how the Tanna Kamma holds, that it's, and why the Tanna Kamma holds that first she drinks and then the mincha is offered second. But Rabbi Shimon says no. He says the essential instructions regarding when to give her to drink is the second one, when it says va'achar, after that, yashke esa isha esa mayim. Then after that, after you've done the mincha, you give her the water to drink. If that's the case, what was the reason why it mentioned giving her to drink back in Chav Dalet, to Pesukim previously? So that is because, says Rabbi Shimon, to tell you that if you did it out of order, as our Mishnah said explicitly, then she is, then b'di'eved, it's okay. So that's how he learns it. And he agrees with the third, the drasha based on the third pasuk, that when it says v'hishka es amayim, it tells you that you give it to her to drink against her will once the name has been erased. Okay, so bottom line is, we have machlokas, which comes first, drinking or mincha offering. The halach will be like the Tanna Kamma, that's what the Rambam paskins, and others, meaning she first drinks and then the mincha is offered, and once the mincha is offered, then we see what happens next, whether or not, how she fares after drinking the water, to determine whether or not she was innocent.